prophecy, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Isaiah. Wake up, Jerusalem. You have drunk enough from the cup of the fury of the Lord. You have drunk to the dregs the cup of terror and squeezed out the last drops. No one of her sons is left alive to help or tell her what to do. These two things have been your lot, desolation and destruction. Yes, famine and the sword. Who is left to sympathize? Who is left to comfort you? For your sons have fainted and lie in the streets, helpless as wild goats caught in a net. The Lord has poured out his fury and rebuke upon them. Now listen to this, afflicted ones, full of troubles and in a stupor, but not from being drunk. This is what the Lord says, the Lord your God, who cares for his people. See, I take from your hands the terrible cup. You shall drink no more of my fury. It is gone at last. But I will put that terrible cup in the hands of those who tormented you and trampled your souls to the dust and walked upon your backs. Wake up, Jerusalem, and clothe yourselves with strength from God. Put on your beautiful clothes, O Zion, holy city. For sinners, those who turn from God, will no longer enter your gates. Rise from the dust, Jerusalem. Take off the slave bands from your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For the Lord says, when I sold you into exile, I ask no fee from your oppressors. Now I can take you back again and owe them not a cent. My people were tyrannized without cause by Egypt and Assyria, and I delivered them. And now what is this, asks the Lord? Why are my people enslaved again and oppressed without excuse? Those who rule them shout in exultation, and my name is constantly blasphemed day by day. Therefore I will reveal my name to my people, and they shall know the power that is in that name. And then at last they will recognize that it is I, yes, I, who speaks to them. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of those who bring the happy news of peace and salvation, the news that the God of Israel reigns. The watchmen shout and sing with joy, for right before their eyes they see the Lord God bring his people home again. Let the ruins of Jerusalem break into joyous song, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations. The ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Go now, leave your bonds and slavery. Put Babylon and all it represents far behind you. It is unclean to you. You are the holy people of the Lord. Purify yourselves, all you who carry home the vessels of the Lord. You shall not leave in haste, running for your lives. For the Lord will go ahead of you, and he, the God of Israel, will protect you from behind. See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be highly exalted. Yet many shall be amazed when they see him. Yes, even far off foreign nations and their kings, they shall stand dumbfounded, speechless in his presence. For they shall see and understand what they had not been told before. They shall see my servant beaten and bloodied, so disfigured that one would scarcely know it was a person standing there. So shall he cleanse many nations.
Thank you.
But oh, how few believe it. Who will listen? To whom will God reveal his saving power? In God's eyes, he was like a tender green shoot, sprouting from a root in dry and sterile ground. But in our eyes, there was no attractiveness at all, nothing to make us want him. We despised him and rejected him, a man of sorrows acquainted with bitterest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way when he went by. He was despised, and we didn't care. And yet it was our grief he bore, our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins. But he was wounded and bruised for our sins. He was chastised that we might have peace. He was lashed, and we were healed. We are the ones who strayed away like sheep. We left God's paths to follow our own. Yet God laid on him the guilt and sins of every one of us. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he never said a word. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he stood silent before the ones condemning him. From prison and trial they led him away to his death. Who among the people of that day realized it was for their sins that he was dying? That he was suffering their punishment? He was buried like a criminal in a rich man's grave. But he had done no wrong and had never spoken an evil word. And yet it was the Lord's good plan to bruise him and fill him with grief. When his soul has been made an offering for sin, then he shall have a multitude of children, many heirs. He shall live again, and God's program shall prosper in his hands. When he sees all that is accomplished by the anguish of his soul, he shall be satisfied. And because of what he has experienced, my righteous servant shall make many to be counted righteous before God, for he shall bear their sins. Therefore I will give him the honors of one who is mighty and great, because he has poured out his soul unto death. He was counted as a sinner, and he bore the sins of many. He pled with God for sinners. Sing, O childless woman, break out into loud and joyful songs, Jerusalem, for she who was abandoned has more blessings now than she whose husband stayed. Enlarge your house. Build on additions, spread out your home, for you will soon be bursting at the seams, and your descendants will possess the cities left behind during the exile, and rule the nations that took their lands. Fear not, you will no longer live in shame. The shame of your youth and the sorrows of your widowhood will be remembered no more, for your Creator will be your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. For the Lord has called you back from your grief, a young wife abandoned by her husband. For a brief moment, I abandoned you, but with great compassion, I will gather you. In a moment of anger, I turned my face a little while, but with everlasting love, I will have pity on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. And just as in the time of Noah, I swore that I would never again permit the waters of a flood to cover the earth and destroy its life, so now I swear that I will never again pour out my anger on you as I have during this exile. For the mountains may depart and the hills disappear, but my kindness shall not leave you. My promise of peace for you will never be broken, says the Lord who has mercy upon you. O my afflicted people, tempest-tossed and troubled, I will rebuild you on a foundation of sapphires, make the walls of your houses from precious jewels. I will make your towers of sparkling agate, and your gates and walls of shining gems, and all your citizens shall be taught by me, and their prosperity shall be great. You will live under a government that is just and fair. Your enemies will stay far away. You will live in peace. Terror shall not come near. If any nation comes to fight you, it will not be sent by me to punish you. Therefore it will be routed, for I am on your side. I have created the smith who blows the coals beneath the forge and makes the weapons of destruction. I've created the armies that destroy. But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you shall succeed. You will have justice against every courtroom lie. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is the blessing I have given you, says the Lord. Reading Living Prophecies, the old message in modern language. Today we've read from the book of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at the same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.